McDonald's is taking heat from teachers. The issue is fundraisers for schools that are known as McTeachers Nights. Dozens of state and local teachers unions say these events benefit McDonald's more than they do schools. NPR's Allison Aubrey has the story.
About a year ago, Mark Noltner, who lives in the Chicago suburbs, found a flyer in his daughter's backpack that was announcing a school fundraiser.
On the flyer was a picture of Ronald McDonald, and it was promoting what's called McTeachers Night.
At McTeachers Nights, local McDonald's franchises put teachers behind the counter, serving up food to their students who come in. And schools get a cut of the night sales. McDonald's says these evenings are all about community and fun and fundraising to benefit the schools. But parents like Mark Noltner don't see it this way. Noltner says when teachers wear T-shirts with McDonald's logo as a way of promoting the McTeachers Nights at school, they're becoming walking billboards for the fast food chain.
To find out that this marketing was creeping into schools was very frustrating.
After looking into the practice, Noltner complained to the principal at his daughter's school. His take? McTeachers Nights benefit McDonald's more than they benefit the schools.
A lot of these McTeacher fundraisers bring in a very minuscule amount of money for the schools, and we're usually talking $1 to $2 per student.
In a written statement, a McDonald's spokesperson told us that since 2013, McDonald's restaurants have paid over $2.5 million to organizations for donations from McTeachers Nights. And this figure doesn't include the donations from franchise-owned McDonald's around the country. But it seems increasingly teachers are turned off. This week, dozens of state and local teachers' unions, from California to Ohio to Vermont, called for an end to McTeachers Nights. They've joined with a group called Corporate Accountability International, and in a joint letter to McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook, the group says it's wrong to enlist teachers to sell kids on a brand like McDonald's. Here's Sriram Madhusudanan of Corporate Accountability International.
At the end of the day, you know, McDonald's core brand and most profitable items are burgers, fries, and soda.
And he says that's not what schools or teachers should be promoting to kids. Melissa Cropper, who's president of the Ohio Federation of Teachers, signed on to the letter too. She says beyond promoting unhealthy eating habits, McTeachers Nights put teachers in a bad position.
McDonald's is using the bond between a student and a teacher to create business for themselves, and I see that as exploitation.
In a statement, McDonald's says schools have a choice when they seek to do fundraisers, and what the company has heard from schools that have participated is that they have a, quote, great time connecting with their students and neighbors in meaningful ways. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.